ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Is everyone set and ready? Because if you are, then so am I.
The Mighty Challenge.
25 questions in five categories. Our categories are category number one, olives. Olives. Category number two, stars. Category number three, famous Jessies. Category four, geography. Category five, madness. All right, olives, stars, famous Jessies, geography, madness. Who's it going to be? Anne from Caulfield is going to kick us off. G'day, Anne. Hello.
Hi. How are you going?
I'm all right. I'm all right.
Oh, good.
I think. Are you on speaker there or something, Anne? You sound a bit muddy.
I don't know how to change. Hang on, one second. Now is that better?
That's a little bit better. Yeah. What do you like? Olives, stars, famous Jessies, madness, geography.
I'm thinking I should have waited to ring tomorrow. look, I'll say madness.
Madness. All right. Quote, all around me are familiar faces, is an opening line of which song by Tears for Fears?
Do you know what? I'll just say, I'm not, I can't even come up with a joke or something to answer that. Talk to you later.
See you, Anne. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Lincoln from Gippsland. Hi, Lincoln.
Hi, Phil. How are you going tonight, mate?
Yeah, not bad. You all right?
Yeah, pretty good.
All around me are familiar faces is the opening line of which song by Tears for Fears?
It's a mad, mad world.
Yeah. What's the name of the song?
Mad, mad world, isn't it?
I'll give you one more go at it. What's the name of the song again?
It's a mad, mad world.
Yeah. What do you reckon, Dave? Dave says I should give it to you, even though it is technically incorrect. The name of the song is Mad World. All around me are familiar faces, worn-out places, worn-out faces, frightened early for their daily races, going nowhere, their tears are filling up their glasses, no expression. Lincoln, did you get that?
Yeah, got it.
Mad world. All right, question number two. No, there will be no leniency in the future. Lincoln, what do you want to do? Stay with madness or you can move to geography, olives, stars or famous Jessies?
Stick with madness, please, Phil.
Madness. According to Noel Coward, when do mad dogs and Englishmen go out?
In midday sun, Phil.
Correct, they do. Yes.
The natives grieve when the white men leave their huts, because they're obviously, definitely nuts. Mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. The Japanese don't care to, the Chinese wouldn't dare to. Hindus and Argentines sleep firmly from 12 to 1. But Englishmen deter star, siesta. In the Philippines, they have lovely screens to protect you from the glare. In the Malay states, there are hats like plates which the Britishers won't wear. At 12 noon, the natives swoon and no further work is done. But mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun.
Marvellous, yes. dear. Question number three. We're in madness. So I guess we're staying here, are we?
Yeah, why not? Why not, mate?
Two and going well. Madness. Which 1994 British film starred Nigel Hawthorne as George III? Which 1994 British film starred Nigel Hawthorne as George III?
The Professor and the Madman.
No. Thanks, Lincoln. Thanks for getting us started. No, that is Adrian from Bella Vista says the midday sun in England would be pretty hot right now. Ah, yes, it would. In fact, what did I see? It was 34 degrees, 34 and a half degrees, which I think is the hottest May day it's been for donkey's years. They're having an absolute heat wave in Europe, in the UK in particular. It's what they call it, a heat dome is nestled over Europe and the heat's coming from North Africa. And, yeah, it's quite something. All righty, 1-300-800-222. Let's go with Sophie from Glen Iris. Hello, Soph.
Hello, Phil.
How you doing? All right?
I'm doing exceptionally well, and I hope you are too.
Yes, no, extremely well. We're in Madness, which 1994 British film starred Nigel Hawthorne as George III.
The Madness of King George.
Correct, yes. We're in a category called Madness. The Madness of King George. He was stark raving bonkers.
And there's a joke that goes that they were going to call it The Madness of King George III, but were worried that the Americans would think that they hadn't seen the first two.
So... That's very good. Is that true?
I don't know.
Oh, dear. That's up to bobsled standards, I would have thought. That's very good. That's high praise, you realise, Sophie.
Oh, well, thank you, Phil.
Bobsled, shush, stop it. Question number four. We're in Madness, but you don't have to stay here. You can move if you like, or you can if you stay if you want.
Let's stay in Madness, please.
Madness. Though this be madness, yet there is method in it. Is a line from which Shakespeare play?
Oh,
though
boy.
This be madness, yet there is method in it. Or int.
I'm going to go with A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Not A Midsummer.
Well.
Sorry, Sophie. Thank you.
Thanks, Phil.
Bye-bye. See you later. Barbara in Perth had The Madness of King George. That's funny, isn't it? Madness of King George III, but I wouldn't have seen the other two. Sam, no, that's not correct. Paul from North Rutherford, that is correct, yes. Jeff from Jalorup. Hello, Jeff.
Evening, Philip.
How's things in the old hometown, Jeff, all right?
Oh, yeah, it's good. I was going to say, I was watching Liverpool the other night and they had to stop for water breaks.
Yeah.
Because it was that hot.
Yeah, I know. It's 34 and a half degrees. With this sunny May, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
It's not August. So that's the thing with the English. They're not set up for it, you know.
Yeah, well, pretty hot, 34 and a half degrees anywhere, really.
I mean, well, yeah, I know, but in Jalorup you'd just take it in your stride, wouldn't you?
I'd probably put the aircon on.
You'd put on your blue stringy singlet and you'd be fine, you know.
Yep.
Question number four, Madness. Though this be madness, yet there is method in it. Is a line from which Shakespeare play?
Well, I always go Hamlet or Macbeth, so I'll go Hamlet.
Correct. Yes. Which is a very good default answer for all Shakespeare questions on the Mighty Challenge.
Yes, I think it would be, yes.
Tom in Bangkok says it's 38 in Bangkok every day at the moment. It's too hot. Okay. Cam from Innaloo had Hamlet. Annette from Perth had Hamlet. No, Chipper, it's not Macbeth. Jeff, we're up to question number five. You're going well. Hang on, all the madness questions. No, they're not. We've got a madness question left, if you like. But you can. You can move if you want.
Stick with the madness question because I've been thinking there's got to be a question about something and it hasn't come up yet, so I'm hoping it's the next question.
question number. That is a crazy expectation. That's a mad expectation. Question.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Question number five. Madness was a 2014 album from which Australian singer?
Yeah, that wasn't the question.
No.
I was all prepared to say the Young Ones when Madness used to play down on the corner. Okay, so Madness was an album. Australian group in 2000 and...
No, which Australian singer?
Oh, okay.
Not group.
Let's go Kylie.
Not Kylie.
Okay.
See you, mate. Bye. See you later. John from Newcastle says, obsequious? Can you please tell me what that means? It's too big a word for me. Oh, John, I don't know. My texter didn't like an earlier interview we'd done, but anyway. Look, I would just say that here on Nightlife, we treat many topics and will continue to do, to treat many topics. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Where are we? Nat from Kallaroo. G'day, Nat.
Oh, hey, Philip.
Hi. Question number 5. Madness was a 2014 album from which Australian singer?
He may be idolised by some, but not by me, Guy Sebastian.
Oh, you're not a Guy fan?
Not particularly.
No?
No shade to him. He has mad talent, but I'm more of a little alt-rock gal.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, you have to kind of admire the way he's sort of made a career for himself, really, hasn't he? Because he's...
Oh, absolutely.
You might have thought he'd be a one-off wonder having... What did he win, Australian Idol? You might have thought, well, that'll be it, you know, flame out in a year. But he didn't. No.
No, he has managed to make a career from it.
Exactly. If you... They must have done that because someone brought him here. All righty. We've got geography, olives, stars, and famous jetties.
Did you say jetties?
No. Famous jetties. Well, that'd be it. Like, no, it's like that. Strangely, there are not famous jetties. Well, they may well be famous jetties. No, famous jetties. J-E-S-S-E-S. The name, jetties.
Yeah, like. Jessie's
girl. Yeah, well, that's true, yeah.
Can I go with famous Jessie's?
Famous Jessie's, why not? Question number 6. Which actor has appeared in Bridge of Spies, Killers of the Flower Moon and Begonia?
I have no idea, so I'm just going to go for the only Jessie that popped into my head, Jesse Eisenberg.
Not Jesse Eisenberg. Thank you, Nat. See ya.
Cheers, Phil.
Bye. See you later. 1-300-800-222. Kim is the voice of the Murray. He's from Manham and he's up on deck. G'day, Kim.
Good evening, Phil. A pleasure to be with you.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you too, Kim. Yes, yes. You've just come round a bend in the Murray, I imagine. Stretching your legs.
Yes, I have indeed, yes.
Stretching your legs.
Tooting away madly.
Tooting away madly. Getting an early morning throat clearer out of the way. A little bit of Old Man River, I guess, Kim.
We had a choir practice tonight.
Oh, yeah, and?
Very pleasurable.
Oh, good. Oh, good. How often do you go to choir practice, Kim? Is it a weekly thing?
Every Tuesday. We mastered the Japanese national anthem tonight.
Oh, really? The Japanese national anthem?
Yes, yes.
Do I know that Japanese national anthem? Is that a tuneful thing, Kim?
Oh, I can't think of it. I can't think of the tune at the moment.
Okay. No, I wasn't asking you to build. I wasn't asking you to build the belt.
Give me time, but I will.
No worries. We're in Famous Jessie's here, Kim. Which actor has appeared in Bridge of Spies, Killers of the Flower Moon, and Begonia?
Jessie was my mother's middle name.
Oh.
But I can't think of... Oh... The woman, the actress who was married to Top Gun. What's her name? Oh. Yeah, no, it's gone. It's gone.
No worries.
Right.
Kim, retie the cravat, warm the tonsils with a morning cup of coffee, and we'll talk again.
Right, we shall indeed.
See you, Kim.
Thank you, Philip.
Bye-bye. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Robin Bella's mum has got the right answer. Good on you. Jim in Campbelltown, correct? Yes. What about Paul from Essendon? G'day, Paul.
G'day, how are you, Philip?
Good. Are you an Essendon fan?
Yeah, I've kind of adopted them because I live across the road from Windy Hill.
Oh, really? Okay. Big day in Melbourne for Essendon fans today, Paul.
Yeah, it was.
Departure of Brad Scott, dear idea. Anyway, life of a coach is always a precarious thing, I guess.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Tell me, which actors appeared in Bridge of Spies, Killers of the Flower Moon and Begonia?
I was really hoping someone before me would get this right, because I'm not sure. I'm just going to have a stab at Jesse Reynolds.
Not Jesse Reynolds, Paul, no. But thank you. See ya. Not Jesse Reynolds. my texter says, I'm keen for this category. My childhood dog was named Jesse, and she was the goodest dog in the whole world. She lived on Jesse Street, which is why we named her Jesse. And coincidentally, Jesse Street's the only famous Jesse I can think of. That's very nice. That's funny. Brian from Rocky. G'day, Brian.
There
you go. Not bad. Which actor has appeared in the Bridge of Spies, Killers of the Flower Moon, and Begonia? We're in a category called Famous Jessies.
Famous Jesse. So it'll be Jesse somebody or someone Jesse. I've got a mate called Jesse, but I don't think he's an actor.
And, you could put his name up for us if you like, Brian. it might be his only chance at national radio fame.
Well, there you go. Yeah, never thought of that. oh, mate, I'm not a movie buff person. I'll just say Jesse James and good night.
Good on you. Thank you. Good night, Brian. See you. And regards to your mate. See ya. Bye. regards to your mate. All righty. Where are we at here? Steve-O in the Adelaide Hills with dog and cat in tow, I presume. Oh. Hi, Steve-O.
Yeah. Yo. Yes, I do indeed. I've got them both on my lap here now.
Hey.
Safe at home and really hoping that someone else would get this question too.
Famous Jesse.
I can really think.
Which?
Jesse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, go on.
Oh, I can only think of a few Jessies, and there's Jesse Jackson and Jesse James, and Jesse James has already been eliminated. So I'm struggling here like a lot of people. I'll probably know it when I hear it.
You may well do. I don't know.
Yeah, Jesse Jackson.
No, not Jesse Jackson. No. Thanks, Steve-O. See ya. Bye-bye. No, it's not Jesse Jackson. Trev from Surfers Paradise. Hi, Trev.
Hello, Philip.
Hello. Question 6, we're in Famous Jessies. Which actor has appeared in Bridge of Spies, Killers of the Flower Moon and Begonia?
No, I could guess at a random surname, but I'll just go a little bit sideways and Jesse Lansbury.
Not Jesse Lansbury. Sorry, Trev. No, not Jesse Lansbury. All righty. Jeff from Bacchus Marsh. G'day, Jeff.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Very well. Question 6. Famous Jessies. Which actors appeared in Bridge of Spies, Killers of the Flower Moon and Begonia?
I've never heard of any of those films, but I'd have to take a guess and say Jesse Richardson.
Not Jesse Richardson. No, we've had a few Jessies, haven't we? Not Jesse Richardson. What about Anne-Marie from North Ringwood? Hello, Anne-Marie.
No, hi, Phil.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I've lost count of the number of people who said, I wish the person before me got it. I know the films, and they're popular films, and I can't believe that nobody knows who the Jesse is, including me.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks, Anne-Marie. We'll move on in that case. Thank you anyway. Trev, the other Trev from Croydon Park. Hello, Trev.
Hi, Phil. Just a little comment further to what we were talking about last night, the two disastrous oval ball matches on the weekend.
Yes.
I think you can see that. I mean, it sounds like an excuse, but it's definitely not meant as that, but it is a factor. both the teams, the Rabbitohs and the Swans, had hostile away game conditions to contend with.
True.
The Rabbitohs had the heat and humidity of Townsville and, well, you heard the Geelong crowd.
Yeah, I don't regard this as an excuse, though, for your modern player, do you, Trevor?
It's not an excuse, but it is a factor.
That's true. It's a factor.
Yeah.
If it's all, and it's all, if it's all we've got to cling to, that's, then that's all we've got, I suppose.
No, I was going to say Jesse Eisenberg, but that's out. And so it's good night for me, and it's good night for me.
Good night for you, Trevor. See you, mate. Bye-bye. Thank you very much. All righty. Who's going to help us here? Dave from Perth. Hi, Dave.
Hello.
Hello, Dave.
How's things, Phil?
Pretty good, yeah. We're a bit stuck on this one. Famous Jessies. Which actor has appeared in Bridge of Spies, Killers of the Flower Moon and Begonia?
I can't help you, so I'm going to be a little bit silly. Maybe it's his mum because she's got it going on.
Thank you. See you later, Dave. 1-300-800-222. Tony from Ballarat. G'day, Tony.
G'day, Phil. Catch you asking this Ballarat Crew Club premiers in the first 11 in this town.
Yeah.
The season just passed. I'll say Jesse Candown.
Not Jesse Candown, no. Sorry, Tone. Nice to hear from you anyway, but that is not correct. Sam from Boddington. Hello, Sam.
G'day, Phil. It's Jesse Plemons.
Thank you. Hooray. Which actor has appeared in Bridge of Spies, Killers of the Flower Moon and Begonia? It's Jesse Plemons. Yeah. I mean, maybe every... I guess not everyone has heard of him, but he's a pretty famous actor, I think. All right. Question number 7. We're up to in Famous Jessies. You can stay there, or otherwise it's Olive Stars or Geography.
Let's go geography, change it up.
All right, why not? Geography. Question number 7. After Russia, what's the largest country by area in Europe? That's if you consider Russia to be in Europe, I suppose. But that's. I'm not trying to put you off there. After Russia, what's the largest country by area in Europe?
Be Germany.
Not Germany.
Not Germany.
No. Sorry, Sam. Thank you, man.
Bye.
No, it's not. Karen from Altona. Hi, Karen. No, we can't find Karen. What about Brant from Port Douglas, owner of the Valiant? G'day, Brant.
Oh, Phil, the Valiant made me so proud at the weekend. It won its first formal competition.
What was that? Best-looking Valiant of a certain age and era?
It was actually the best car in the show at the Carnival, Port Douglas Carnival Car Show, and I was wrapped, absolutely wrapped.
Brant, so, that's very good.
Yeah.
How many people were exhibiting, Brant? You and another bloke?
oh, cruel, man. no, it was a wonderful turnout, about 100-odd cars. Quite a few fancy ones. Oh, yeah, it was a big show.
Okay.
Because this time every year, Port Douglas turns it on the big party weekend called Carnival and big rock concerts. And, this event was very well attended. And I was able to – can I thank Von in the Nightlife family for wanting photos? I'm glad you like them, Von, along with Sue, Mark, Val, funnily, good name that, Harry and April.
There you go.
I joined a very select group of people today, and I've been made to feel very welcome, Phil.
Good on you.
About 70 welcomes in about 2 hours. So.
Fantastic. Good on you.
Nice.
Anyway, congrats, Brant. That's great. I suppose it should be congratulating the car, really, but, given its preparedness to reply, I'll say it to you. Question number 7. Mate. Question 7. Yep. We're in geography. After Russia, what's the largest country by area in Europe?
I'll guess at France.
Not France.
Ooh,
no.
Okay.
Cheers. See ya, mate. Bye-bye. No, it's not France. Mark from Perth. G'day, Mark.
G'day.
Hello,
g'day,
hello.
Phil.
Hello, hello.
How are you?
I'm good, yes. After Russia, what's the largest country by area in Europe?
Ooh, that's a tricky one. After Russia in Europe, I would say possibly Germany.
No, I've had Germany.
Oh.
Germany is a country in...
Oh, God.
Okay, no, we're not going to do... we're not going to do that stuff on the phone. Albert from Townsville. Hello, Albert.
Hello, good night, Philip.
Question number 7. Geography. After Russia, what's the largest country by area in Europe, Albert?
I'd take a guess at Italy.
It's not Italy. No.
Oh,
no. Oh, all right. We're roaming around Europe here, but we haven't landed on the right one. Jumbo from Claremont. G'day, Jumbo.
You beauty. I know this one.
Question seven. After Russia, what's the largest country by area in Europe?
I'm pretty sure it's Ukraine.
Correct. It is. Yes. After Russia, the largest country by area in Europe is Ukraine. Yeah. If you look at the map, you're always surprised when you look at the map at just how big it is. It used to be bigger, of course, before Russia knocked off Crimea and other bits.
Well, that's right. Who knows how big it is at the moment?
And who knows how big it is at the moment? It's at least 20% smaller right now. So anyway, poor old Ukrainians. How long has this war gone on now? It's into its fifth year, I think, isn't it?
God. It's been a bit eclipsed by the Middle East, hasn't it?
Oh, dear, oh, dear. I know, the Russians are raining down bombs on Kiev. I mean, poor devils. It's horrible. Question number 8. We're in geography. Want to stay there?
Absolutely. I know no Jessies.
Oh, famous Jessies. No, we want to get off that. Mind you, I think the rest of the Jessies are not too bad. But anyway, question number 8, geography. Which European country claims Queen Maud Land in Antarctica as an external territory?
That's... Which European country...
Which European country claims Queen Maud Land in Antarctica as its external territory?
So, it must be Norway.
Correct. Very good. Yeah. Yes, the Norwegians got to the South Pole first, didn't they?
Well, I know that it's Hackam and Maud, isn't it? That's the connection there. So, yes. I don't know if they got there first, but good. Good on them.
Well, no, Raoul Amundsen from Norway got to the South Pole first, anyway. But they were great explorers in Antarctica. Question number 9, we're in geography. Yep.
Yes, please.
Jumbo, which country is bordered by Turkey, Georgia, Azerbaijan, and Iran?
Turkey, Azerbaijan, and Iran.
And Georgia.
Georgia. Crimea?
Not Crimea. No. Sorry, Jumbo, no. And I don't think you would accurately say Crimea is a country, would you? No, probably not. Tara's on the road. G'day, Tara.
G'day, Phil. How are you?
Good. You've got to keep this in your head here, don't you? Which country is bordered by Turkey, Georgia, Azerbaijan, Iran?
Turkey,
Georgia, Azerbaijan, Iran.
Geography's not a great point of mine. I'll just have a guess at Bulgaria.
Not Bulgaria, no. Thanks, Tara. Thank you. Chris in the Southern Border says, Phil, the Western world really needs to get serious and finally stand up for and fully protect Ukraine from Putin's aggression. What is happening is just appalling. I mean, it has been. I mean, they've lost, I know. Plenty of people, I think, would feel the same about the plucky Ukrainians fighting on against these really overwhelming odds. Paul from Kalgoorlie. Hi, Paul.
Oh, g'day. I was just walking outside.
Oh, are you? Any particular reason, Paul? Or maybe you don't have to broadcast that.
No, I probably don't want to broadcast it. It is a nice night.
That's all right. That's all right. Fair enough. I always think that is fine in the open air, Paul. That's right.
No. It wasn't that. I was, there was a noise down the back and
oh.
Pickled up, so I walked down and had a look.
Okay.
Anyway.
Nothing to report, sir?
Nothing to report. All quiet on the Western Front.
Thank you, Paul. Back to your post. Question number 9, geography. Which country is bordered by Turkey, Georgia, Azerbaijan, Iran?
Well, he's an Iranian guy and he lived in Turkey for a while, so that's obviously not it. Look, I don't know. I'll try Syria.
Not Syria. Did you live in Turkey for a while, Paul?
I didn't live there, but he did. He was a barber. He went from Tehran to...
Who's this? Who are we talking about?
Oh, my friend. He was a friend. Yeah. I worked with him.
Oh, okay.
And he came out to Australia. And he used to cut my hair. I used to go around and, you know, see him. And he was nice. Nice chap.
Okay. My postie, I ran into... I mean, I've known him for years. But, you know, I've known him for years. I've always said hello to him. But I've never actually known his name. And I was talking to him the other day, actually, about Turkey. And he said, oh, yeah, I'm Turkish. I said, all right. I said, what's your name? And he said, I thought it sounded like Bulan or something like that. Mm. And he said, but, you know, in Australia, he said, I'm always known as Bulant. I said, that is a great Australian nickname, Bulan. So I said, to me, I'm sorry, you're going to be Bulan from now on. I said, it's a nickname of great affection, you must realise.
Well, it's marvellous how the Turks and the Australians have come together, and we're really quite close now after all that stuff of World War One, and it's marvellous, you know.
Yeah. No, I agree. When you consider from their point of view, the pretty horrible things that we visited upon them.
Well, we did. We invaded them and.
Yeah.
And they just repaid us with generosity and friendship. So.
Yeah, it's true. Mm. Yes, indeed. Kemal Ataturk. Question number 9. Which country is bordered by Turkey, Georgia, Azerbaijan and Iran?
You've already asked me.
Oh, I've asked you. Yeah, I've got it right. Sorry.
I said the wrong answer.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, Paul.
Okay, mate.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. Yeah, sorry. I got distracted by your reason you went outside. Keith from Busselton. Hello, Keith.
Hello.
Which country is bordered by Turkey, Georgia, Azerbaijan and Iran?
I would not have a clue. I'd certainly guess to say Pakistan.
Not Pakistan. No, sorry, Keith. No, not Pakistan. Anybody know the answer to this? Geography. Which country is bordered by Turkey, Georgia, Azerbaijan and Iran? Colin from Layla in Melbourne. G'day, Colin.
Good. G'day. How are you, Phil?
I'm extremely well, yes.
Yeah. I've been thinking about this question and the only answer I can come up with is Armenia.
Correct. Very good. Yes. Yeah. Yes, that's correct. Armenia. Armenia is bordered by Turkey, Georgia, Azerbaijan and Iran.
Yeah.
All righty.
Busy part of the world. Yeah.
What's that? Busy part of the world? Yes, it is. Very busy. Yeah. Turkey is a very interesting country, isn't it? For all sorts of reasons. The old Constantinople. Question number 10. We're in geography.
Yep.
According to the Guinness World Records, what is the world's most visited waterfall?
It'd be the Angel Falls, I think, in Venezuela or something like that.
No, not Angel Falls in Venezuela.
So, I'm shattered.
See ya. Bye.
Catch you next
time. Bye. No, it's not. 1-300-800-222. Fossil from Baldavis had Armenia. Robin Bella's mum had Armenia. Waza had Armenia. Oh, Waza is still in Slovenia, is he? Didn't he say he was leaving? He's leaving tomorrow. David from Marsden Park. G'day, David.
Hi, Phil. How are you going?
Pretty good. We're up to question 10, geography. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, what's the world's most visited waterfall?
Most visited?
Most visited, yeah.
Okay. I'm tossing up between two of them.
You could probably have a reasonable stab at this, yeah, I reckon.
Okay.
The most visited waterfall.
Well, there might be one, because I know there's one in Northeast America, Canada. So So there's that one over there, which my parents have visited a few years ago. And there's another one in Africa, I think. So I'm tossing up either between Victoria Falls or Niagara Falls. Go 50-50 and say maybe Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls is correct. Right. Yes, it is Niagara Falls.
That's the first answer I ever got right.
A lot of people are suggesting that it's Waterfall Gully in South Australia. No. Seth says it's Waterfall Gully in Adelaide. Sorry, Seth. No, it's not. It's Niagara Falls. Yeah, well, it's given where it is on the border with Canada. You'd think there's a lot of people could get access to it. So it is the world's most visited waterfall. Victoria Falls, you'd have to think, would be well visited, but it's a bit harder to get to. Question number 10. No, question number 11, sorry. We've got one left in geography, if you like.
What are the other categories?
Olives, stars, famous Jessies.
Let's go with stars, please.
Stars, it is. The inspiration for the name of a British gin brand, what type of gemstone is the 182-carat Star of Bombay?
Star of Bombay?
What type of gemstone?
On a gin. It's got a, from memory, I think it's got a blue label. And I think blue is the moonstone, which they have associations with prosperity and that kind of stuff. So I'm going to say a sapphire.
Correct. A sapphire, yes. Okay. A sapphire, the inspiration for the name of a British gin brand, Bombay Sapphire. The 182-carat Star of Bombay is a sapphire. Question number 12. We're in stars, if you like.
I'd like to stay there, please.
Of the 12 signs of the zodiac, which one has the most legs?
Twelve signs of the zodiac, which one has the most legs? Oh, okay. Well, we got, I don't want to say the names out loud. So we'll probably just go with,
Yeah, I know. We might move on here, David. I'm sorry, but Vicky from Nowra. Hi, Vicky.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. Yeah. Question 12. Of the 12 signs of the zodiac, which one is represented with the most legs?
I think it must be, I think it might be Scorpio.
It's not Scorpio. No, sorry. It's not Scorpio, no. We've dug Woz out in Slovenia still. G'day, Woz. I thought you were supposed to be getting on the plane.
No, tomorrow, mate.
Oh, okay.
Tomorrow, okay. Yeah, I'm just hanging around being a general menace in Ljubljana at the moment.
So, you've been there for a day and a half. You would have busted your credit card by now, Woz, presumably.
No, they're pretty good here, mate. Even though it's on the euro, they're pretty good. They're pretty reasonable here.
Okay.
It's not too bad. I've actually still got euro cash, which I brought from Australia with me.
Hey, there you go.
So
you can have a blowout in the duty free. Yeah, it was.
Oh no, I won't be doing that, mate. I can't carry it. My bag's chock a block. So I got a suitcase, but it's got my helmet, my leathers, my jacket, and all my gloves, and I just got no room. So I won't be none of that.
Now, of the 12 signs of the zodiac, which one's represented by the creature? Which one has the most legs?
Well, I would have said Scorpio too, but just trying to think what else would have more legs than a scorpion. Well, Taurus is the bull, so he's only got four legs. Aries. He's a ram. He's only got four legs because I'm Aries, so I know that much.
I've got no idea, Phil. I'm better say hello to Kaz and Paulie and all the other night lifers out there and say good night.
Have a good
good afternoon, I should say.
Have a good flight back. Have a good flight back, was it? Good on you.
I will, mate. Thanks.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. Take it easy. Yes. Kay from Bunbury. Hello, Kay.
Oh, how are you going, Phil?
Pretty good. Question 12 we're up to. Stars. Mm-hmm. Of the 12 signs of the zodiac, which one has the most legs?
Well, it might be my star sign, Scorpion.
No, we've had Scorpio. Scorpion.
Oh, have we?
Mm.
Oh, we've had something's got more legs than a scorpion.
Mm.
Oh my goodness! Anyway, I don't think I'm going to get it. But I just wanted to share with you a wonderful surprise I had today.
Mm.
I had a wallet stolen last September.
Yes.
And I had to replace all of my cards, every single one and everything. But I'd also put in it for safekeeping a pair of green stone earrings that my daughter had bought me in New Zealand as a gift. And that was what I was, you know, most sad about losing. Anyway, today a chap knocked on my door, nice cap, tall Mike, and he'd found the wallet while he was clearing a property. It had been buried or shoved under a wall or something, and I got the earrings back.
What? Hang on, what was the wallet doing buried under a wall?
Well, the guy had taken the $280 I had in it. He'd taken my credit card, and while I was in Woolworths, before I'd even realised that I'd lost my...
So someone pinched it out of the trolley or something, did they?
Out of my bag.
Oh, okay.
In the trolley. Anyway, he'd racked up $300 worth of purchases in Woolworths before I even realised it was gone. Anyway, I got my beautiful earrings back.
Isn't that great? What a good story. Good on you, Kay.
It made his day and it made my day. But I still can't think about... anything in the zodiac that's got more legs than a scorpion.
There is one. All right, Kay. Thank you. That's a nice story. Thank you. Bye. Thanks. Bye. A very nice story. Dulcie from Runcorn. G'day, Dulce.
Hello to you too.
Hi. Of the 12 signs of the zodiac, which one has got the most legs?
I think the crab might have.
What sign of the zodiac is?
Cancer,
yes, correct. The crab has the most legs. The crabs are decapods. Scorpions are arachnids and only have eight. All right, question number 13. We're in stars. Dulcie, you can stay here or you can move to olives or geography.
What if I choose is always the wrong one, so stay where.
Okay, stars it is. How many stars are there on the flag of the U.S. state of Texas?
Oh, my goodness. Must be big ones.
How many stars are there on the flag of the U.S. state of Texas?
I really don't know. Maybe it's just one big one.
What's your answer? How many?
Just one big one.
Correct. Yes, it is. There is only one star on the flag of Texas. It's the Lone Star State, of course.
Yeah.
Question 14. We're in stars. Staying here?
Yes.
How many stars appear on the Australian $2 coin, Dulcie?
On the $2 coin.
How many stars?
Oh, should really know. I'm in the coins. is it just a flag? What's on the flag?
How many stars appear on the Australian $2 coin?
Five?
Five is correct. Very good. Dulcie, excellent work. All right, last one in stars, if you like.
Yes.
Every second, Dulcie, the sun's core fuses about 600 million tons of hydrogen
into which other element? Dulcie.
Now I say it's time to say goodnight.
All right. See you, Dulcie. Bye-bye. See you later. All right. Keith from Sippy Downs. G'day, Keith.
Oh, good evening, Phil. The sun burns all that hydrogen and turns it into helium.
Correct. Yes, it turns 600 million tons of hydrogen every second into helium. There you go. You'd think the sun would disappear quite rapidly at that rate, but anyway, apparently it doesn't. Castle Main Davo says, are pincers counted as crab legs or only as limbs? I don't know. John from Mitcham had 5 stars. That's correct. Ross from Scoresby had helium. Good. Debbie from Arrowal Bay had 5 stars. Correct. All right, we've got to question 16. We've got 10 questions left. We've got 4 in Famous Jessies, 5 in Olives, and 1 in Geography.
Oh, we'll go for Geography because I don't fancy Olives or Jessies.
Okay. Question number 16, Geography. Which Asian country has over 21,000 7-Elevens, more than any other country?
China?
Not China. No, it's an obvious guess, isn't it, Keith? It's not China. All right, mate. See you later. Bye-bye. Christine from Adelaide says, Phil, when you go into the Capitol building in Texas, the Lone Star is huge on the floor as you go in. Everything in Texas is huge, hey? Yes. Who's that other Robin, Bella's mum? I'm Robin, Bella's mum. Thank you. Betty from Dapto. G'day, Bet. Hi, Bet.
How's things?
What's that?
How's things?
Oh, how's things? Things are pretty good, Betty. Yeah, now I hope it's the same in your neck of the woods, is it?
Yeah, pretty good. I went and saw my cardiologist yesterday.
Did he have a heart?
Yes, he was pretty good. And he said everything's pretty stable. I had an echo as well, and he was pretty pleased with everything. So I might make this.
Did he squeeze your right? Did he give your left and right ventricles a squeeze, Betty? Betty?
No. No, we didn't do that.
Oh, good. Oh, well, anyway. Well, anyway, he's given you the tick of health, though, did he? That's good.
Yeah, he said my kidney function. I had a blood test done.
Yeah.
He said my kidney function was about the same as it had been, and he was pretty pleased with my echo. So I won't make this 95th birthday yet.
You will, Betty. You will. You will. Betty is on the way. Don't you worry. Also, it's all systems go. The Betty ticker is ticking, and your Betty Kiddleys are all good.
And Fred's going well.
Fred's going well. All right, what do you want to do here? We're in a geography. Which Asian country has over 21,000 7-Elevens, more than any other country?
I'm going to go Japan.
Correct, Betty. Yes, exactly.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking.
No, I never get any right.
Oh, I don't think that's true, Betty. In my 10 years on this program, you've got 3 or 4 right over the... No, that's uncommon.
After that tennis play the other night, my goodness, I couldn't believe it. Serena.
Yes, exactly. Diana from Woodnelling says, give me greetings to Betty. I always love hearing her on the challenge. There you go. Well, Betty, you're on a roll here. So you've got, that's the last one in geography. So you've now got a choice of Olives or Star or Famous Jessies.
I might go the Stars.
No, you can't go Stars. You only got Olives or Famous Jessies.
Or I'll go the Olives.
Olives. What type of olives are named after the second most populous city on the Peloponnese Peninsula?
Oh, gosh.
There's a lot of peas in that sentence, aren't there?
Yeah, I don't know that, Phil. I know I don't know that. No, so I might have to pass on that.
No worries. Thanks, Pat.
Talk to you later. Bye.
See you. Bye. 1-300-800-triple 2 is the number. All righty. Principessa from Tenderfield says, hello, Betty, you've got a good, strong heart. We love hearing your voice in nightlife. You'll have the best birthday coming up. Of course she will. Of course she will. All right. Now, Helen from Adelaide. G'day, Helen.
Oh.
Hello.
How are you going?
Good. Which type of olives are named after the second most popular city on the Peloponnese Peninsula?
I think it must be Kalamata.
Yes, Kalamata. The black ones.
I've got one in my backyard, Phil.
Oh, have you? Okay.
Yes.
Do you cure your own olives, Helen?
Yeah, over the years we have.
Yeah.
When Mum was around, we used to make them every year.
Oh, yeah.
These days, one of my neighbours picks them. He's got a machine.
Yeah.
And he gives me some to put in brine and to preserve.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It's a great miracle, isn't it? You pack the olives away in brine or oil and they turn into these marvellous things.
Yeah. Yes. It's a bit of a process, but it works out well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, look, we're up to question 18. I'll tell you what, Helen, we've got a news bulletin coming up. I'll put you on hold. We can ring you back or you can hang in there for us. We have to clean up a little thing called
the Mighty Challenge.
We were up to question number 18. Helen was on deck and we had a choice of topic here. Hi, Helen. Welcome back.
Yes.
So,
I'll stay in olives, I think.
We're staying in olives, all right. Question number 18. Just before we go on, by the way, Phineas says, good on you, Betty, love you. I hope I can hear you for a lot longer, and rightly so. All right, question 18, olives. Which peppers are traditionally used to stuff Spanish olives?
Peppers.
Which peppers are traditionally used to stuff Spanish olives?
I'll say jalapenos or however you pronounce
it. No, not the jalapenos. Not the jalapenos. No, not correct. George from Melville in WA. G'day, George.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good. Which peppers are traditionally used to stuff Spanish olives?
No idea, Phil.
No good?
Thanks,
George. No good. Cameron from South Perth. Hi, Cameron.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning. We're up to question 18 here. Olives, which peppers are traditionally used to stuff Spanish olives?
Capsicum.
No, it's not capsicums. No, they have a specific name. It's not capsicums. Roz from Bundoora. G'day, Roz.
Good day, Phil.
Hello.
Actually, I thought Betty was lovely too, but I thought when they got the tick of health, I thought she had the ticker of health.
Well, it does sound as though she does have the ticker of health. 95 coming up. That's pretty. It's a pretty good effort, isn't it?
Good honor.
Mm, exactly. All right. Question 18: olives. Which peppers are traditionally used to stuff Spanish olives?
Well, the ones I had tonight were red, so it's pretty basic, but I don't know. Is it too basic? Are they red peppers?
Well, they have a name.
They have a name, which I cannot recall.
No, you're right. You're right about the colour.
Someone will know red peppers.
Thanks. Thanks, Roz.
No.
See ya. Bye-bye. All right, the lines are free, 1-300-800-222. What are we after here? Jane from Homebush has got the right answer. Chris from the Northern Rivers. Yes, correct. Paul says, by the way, electricity is not dropping in South Australia. It's going up. We have the most renewables. Yeah, I know, Paul. You might like to call and explain that to me too, because that is correct. I think South Australian households on a flat rate are expecting an increase of about 1.5%. 1-300-800-222, Matt from Holland Park. G'day, Matt. Hi, Matt. Hello, what happened to Matt? Matt. Matt, I'll put you on hold just in case you're there, but we can't find you. What about Philip from Cairns? G'day, Phil.
How you going?
Not bad. Which peppers are traditionally used to stuff Spanish olives?
I'm going to say red bell peppers.
No, not red bell peppers. Thanks, Philip. No, not correct. Ray from Yarunga. G'day, Ray.
Hi, Phil.
Which peppers are traditionally used to stuff Spanish olives?
Capers.
Not capers, no. Not capers. Catherine Brezovar. That is correct. That is correct. Melissa in Templestowe, correct. Chris from Davern Park, correct. Chris from Beecroft, correct. What about Helen from Broome? Hello, Helen.
Hello.
Hello.
You buy those olives and they say they're stuffed with pimento.
Oh, so your answer is?
Pimento.
Correct. Yes, exactly.
I don't know what a pimento is.
Well, you do now. It's a pepper.
That's what it says on the label.
It does. Yes, that's right. Yes. Yes, they're traditionally stuffed with a pepper called a pimento. All right. Question number 19. We're in olives, but you could move to famous Jessies if you want.
I might go with the Jessies.
Famous Jessies. Question number 19. Which famous American outlaw was shot by Robert Ford on the 3rd of April, 1882?
Jesse, what in the hell was his name? Jesse Jones, no, Jesse James. Jesse James.
What's your answer?
Jesse James.
Correct. Yes, his name is Jesse James. Yes. It was. All right. Question number 20. Helen? Famous yes. Jessies?
Yes, hopefully I'll get Jesse Owens.
Played by Aaron Paul, the drug dealer Jesse Pinkman was a main character of which American TV series?
Oh, the only drugs TV series I know is Breaking Bad.
Is that your answer?
Yes.
Correct. Correct. Oh. It was Breaking Bad. Jesse Pinkman was one of the main characters in the series Breaking Bad. Very good TV show. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 left. Okay, 2 in famous Jessies, 3 in olives.
I'll stay with the Jessies, thanks.
At the 1936 Olympics, Helen.
Yes. I know this one.
Which African-American athlete won gold medals in the 100... long jump, the 200 meters, and the 4x100 meter relay.
Jesse Owens,
correct. Yes. Yes. you got it.
Now I think I've run out of luck now. But I'll
well, there's one left Jesse. In famous Jessies, and three
yes,
left.
Yes, I'll
in...
go with. I can't think of any other Jessies.
Famous Jessies. Famous Jessies. Yes.
Yes. All
which
right.
American singer had a 1980 hit with Jesse?
Jesse. No.
Sometimes that works. Sometimes.
American singer. Take a pick. I don't know. 1980 when?
1980,
hello?
1980, yeah.
1980, was it? Oh, look, I don't know. Harry Belafonte.
Not Harry, no. No. Good on you. See you, Ella.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Not Harry. Good old Harry Belafonte. Righto, who's going to have a crack at this? Jill from... WA. G'day, Jill.
Oh, gee whiz. I rang up pimento.
Pimentos. Yeah, I know. We're a bit stuck there for a while, but we got it in the end. Pimento.
I thought somebody would get it really quick, and I thought, oh, well, no, no. Blow me down. Well, hello. Nice.
Hello. Well, hello, Jill. Yes, hello. How are you? Hey, we're in famous we're in famous Jessies. Which American singer had a 1980 hit with Jesse?
Look, I don't know. Give me an olive question, will you? See you, Phil.
See you, bye. All righty. If that's the way it's going to be, what about Jody in Gippsland? Hi, Jody.
Hi, Phil.
What do you reckon? Which American singer had a 1980 hit with Jesse?
I don't know. All I can say is Rick Springfield.
No,
that's all. Jesse's girl.
Oh, yeah, Jesse's girl, of course. No, not correct, but thank you anyway. No. Reese is in Canada. G'day, Reese.
Good day.
Hey. Just talking to us from Vancouver, one of the nicest cities in the world.
Well, a bit rainy today.
What's that? Is it raining today? Is it? Okay.
A little bit rainy.
Oh, well, doesn't matter. Beautiful place. Question 22. We're in Famous Jesse's. Which American singer had a 1980 hit with Jesse?
If it isn't Jesse McCartney, then I don't know.
Okay. Thank you, Reese. It's not Jesse McCartney. No, it's not. All right. Michael from Vermont. G'day, Michael.
I'm just thinking maybe Rick Springfield.
No, we've had Rick Springfield. Do you want to have another crack?
No, I've got no idea.
No good. All righty. Rachel in Canberra. Hi, Rachel. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good. Question 22. Which American singer had a 1980 hit with Jesse?
Would it be Carly Simon?
It was. Jesse, I won't cut fresh flowers for you. No, Jesse, and I won't make the wine cold for you. No, Jesse, I won't change the sheets for you. I won't put on cologne, I won't sit by the phone for you. Annie, keep reminding me that he cut out my heart like a paper doll. Sally, tell me once again how he set me up just to see me. Yes. All right. Carly Simon. Very good, Rachel. A couple of people texting and say, you know, Phil, that pimento is just the Spanish word for pepper. Well, that's true, but, but still, that's what we don't say this stuff. Well, okay. All right. I mean, I see where people are going on this. Fair enough.
I didn't get that question.
Yeah, no. I mean, All right, we've got three left. They're in olives. So we're in we're in pimento territory here.
Gosh. Rachel. Mm-hmm.
They're all in olives. Question number 23. The flag of which Mediterranean island features two crossed olive branches beneath a map of the country?
Not Greece. Say the question again, please.
The flag of which Mediterranean island features two crossed olive branches beneath a map of the country?
Sicily?
Not Sicily. Sorry, Rach. Thank you. Not Sicily, no. Scott in Perth. Hello, Scott.
Yes.
The flag of which Mediterranean island features two crossed olive branches beneath the map of the country?
Mediterranean, was it?
Yes.
Cyprus?
Cyprus is correct, yes. It is. It's Cyprus. Two left. They're in both in olives. Which Provençal condiment is made from olives, capers and anchovies?
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to pass on that one.
No good. Okie doke. What about Peter from Wantirna? G'day, Peter.
Mr. Clark. Thank you. Yes, Peter, I did call up. But I missed my pet at the pickled pepper.
Which Provençal condiment is made from olives, capers and anchovies?
I do not know. Grenache.
Not Grenache, no. Peter's pickled peppers, it may well be. No, it's not. Jenny from Narre Warren. G'day, Jenny.
Hiya, Phil.
What are we after here? Which Provençal condiment's made from olives, capers and anchovies?
Well, I don't know. But the only condiment I know that's, definitely got a lot of olive in it, is tapenade.
Correct. Very good.
I didn't realise it had anchovies in it.
Tapenade is made from olives, capers and anchovies. It comes from Provençal. Oh. There you go.
Oh, wow.
All right. Well, yes.
Here we are.
Here we are. question 25 to win the magnet, Jenny.
Okay.
Mm. This will be your what, second one?
No, I've actually won. I've got one.
Oh, four. Oh, I see.
They're going back a while now.
Yeah, no, that's all right. That's all right. We like to see thoroughbreds in the race, Jenny.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that.
Question 25 to win the magnet and tonight's competition. We're in olives. Which bird brought an olive branch to Noah at the end of the flood?
Well, that was a dove.
Correct. Yes, it was. It was a dove that brought an olive branch to Noah at the end of the flood, and he thought, hey, by the look of that, the flood might be over.
Land's around, yeah.
Land, must be land around. There are a few logical inconsistencies with this story, but anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what? Just a few. Let's not go into it right now.
Not the time.
Neither the time nor the place. All right. Very good. We'll put you back on hold, get some details from you, and get this magnet out to you. Thank you. Annette from Perth had the dove. Frank from Mount Evelyn had the dove. Joyce from Perth had a dove. Morgan, Marie from Altona, and plenty of others as well.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.